Hello. Oh, you can't see. Okay. We only have two people joined. That's pretty good. Let me see if I need to reach. My screen progressing? Hey. You can. Let me stop sharing. I see you're in it. So yes, if you're making changes, yes. And I see. Okay. Which one? Page are you talking about? Page six. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to change the order of the stuff.
There we go.
All right, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our first annual curriculum night and Title I night. We are so honored to be able to have you here with us at 5:30 in the afternoon, and we hope that you learn a great deal about us, school, as well as your teachers, and some things about that we're going to share today. So, we're going to go ahead and get started with some introductions, and we do have some staff members on. So, start off with just an opening of welcome to Hope Hill, and we're going to have a few of our key staff members to introduce themselves, admin team, and then you're going to break off into groups and with your grade levels, and then your introduce themselves at that point. So, first of all, my name is Kim, and I am your school principal, and I look forward to supporting and sharing all the information that I possibly can in regards to our school goals as well as student improvement. We will then talk a little bit about Title I. Then we'll share some information about testing. Of course, I stated school goals. Then we'll talk about parent and family engagement. Then we have a small treat for our parents, playground input. Then you'll hear a little bit about STEAM and what our students do in the morning, which is SEL. And then we'll close out the presentation with you going back to your teachers' classrooms or Zoom. So this is our admin team, myself, Keisha Gibbons, our assistant principal, Ms. Adrian McQuarrie, three wonderful support staff for instruction. First, we have Ms. Nicole Fluker, which is our reading ELA instructional coach. Then, Ms. Green, who is our math instructional coach. Ms. Lyle, who is our STEAM coach. Parent engagement or parent liaison, Ms. Ashley Anderson, our social worker, Ms. Dakara McGee, and our counselor, Robbins. We're going to go right into this and hopefully maximize the time so you can have more time spent in the class. And so we'll go right into what is Title I with wonderful parent liaison, Ms.
Okay, we have what is Title I? Title I is a federal program that provides funding. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can see you.
You can't see me. I'm here on Ashley Anderson. Oh, there we go.
No, I found it.
Title I is a federal program that provides funding to local school districts to help ensure all children in the Title I schools meet the state's higher academic standards. Title I, Part A provides for substantive family engagement at every level of students' education. It is designed to support the state of local school reform efforts tied into challenging state academic standards to improving teaching and learning for students. Title I programs must be based on effective means of improving students' achievements, include strategies to support parents and family engagement. I think that's
Thank you, Ms. Anderson. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what types of tests are part of our whole school, as far as from just in general on interim assessments to end of year assessments. And that is part of Title I. With Title I, we do have to provide a measure to ensure that we meet the academic needs of all of our students. So that is measured by our Georgia milestones. So we'll have our instructional coach, Ms. Fluker, to go ahead and share what assessments are provided and a little bit about them.
Good evening, everyone. So on the screen, you see there are five major assessments that we take throughout the year. So the first is our MAP reading fluency assessment. It's an adaptive universal screener and progress monitoring assessment for early reading skills. It's administered three times a year to our kindergarten through third grade students. This assessment gathers data on oral reading fluency, comprehension, phonics, vocabulary, and phonemic awareness, all which are skills that are essential to reading development. We also administer Acadience Reading. This assessment is similar, as it assesses the same foundational skills as MAP Reading Fluency, but it's different because this is administered individually with teacher and student, so face-to-face, where MAP Reading Fluency is computer and it's adaptive. Acadience Reading, every student gets the same assessment every time it's administered. Also, Acadience, each assessment is 1 minute long, while MAP Reading Fluency takes about 30 minutes. In addition to MAP Reading Fluency, we take MAP Growth in reading and math. So these are also computer adaptive assessments. If your student answers a question correctly, the next answer is a bit more challenging. If they answer it incorrectly, the next question is a bit easier. So this type of assessment allows us to challenge the top performers without overwhelming students who are having difficulty or who are performing at a grade level. MAP Growth uses a RIT score. And this score, if you score, if a first grader has a score that's the same as a fourth grader, they're performing on the same level for a particular content area. But the risk score accurately measures what students know, regardless of their grade level, like I said. It measures their growth over time and allows us to track our students' or your child's growth. Teachers use the scores to identify learning areas that their class should focus on, as well as monitor the growth of individual students. Hope Hill uses the RIT score to help us to plan for scaffolding opportunities for students who may not be ready to attain the grade level standard, but also extension opportunities for students who are performing above grade level. Our next assessment is Write Score. Write Score is a writing assessment that our third through fifth graders take three times a year. We assess students in informational, opinion, and narrative genres of writing. This assessment is very similar to what the students are expected to do on milestones. This year, our second graders will take the narrative write score in the spring. This is so they get the opportunity to practice write score, or, you know, writing to a prompt before they get to third grade. And finally, we have the wonderful GMAS, or Georgia Milestone Assessment. This assessment measures grade level proficiency in the areas of ELA or reading, math, and fifth grade will complete science. Students achieve four levels of proficiency as shown on the screen. So our beginning learners have not yet demonstrated proficiency, and they will need substantial academic support to be prepared for the next grade level. Our developing students, they have partial proficiency and they'll need additional academic support. Proficient learners, this is our goal, proficient and distinguished, but these learners demonstrate proficiency and they're prepared for the next grade level. And our distinguished learners demonstrate advanced proficiency and they are well prepared for the next grade level. The next screen has the tables. It may be a bit hard to see, but these are our achievement norms for MAP. So you'll see if we take third grade, for example, in the fall, the average student will have a RIT score of 186. So this is the average, well, not even the average student, but it's the average score. So it takes into account the students who score lower and the students who score higher. There's a standard deviation of 16.65, which lets us know. So if your student, for example, your child scores 170, that's still around where the average child performs. When we send information home, we'll give you a better idea about to help you to interpret your students or your child's RIT score. Any questions? I know that was fast, but we are here if you have any questions.
All right, so no questions, we're gonna move on. And now, principal's report. So you heard about our goals and you've heard about some of the assessments that we take. So with that, we have to generate goals that are like guardrails for our work. And so each year we have to either adjust up or adjust down for our goals. So for this year, we are charged with by May 2024, the number of students scoring proficient or above, this is for grades 3 through 5 on the Georgia Milestones, will increase from 30 students to 50 students. Then the other part, which we feel can be doable, all of these are doable, but for this other section, which is attendance rate, we have to increase our attendance rate from 67.7% to 80.7% by the end of year, which is May 2024. Then the goal we have is by May 2024, the number of students scoring proficient or above on math will increase from 27 students to 47 students. So what does all of this mean? Well, we looked at our opportunities or challenges, and then we developed a plan of action that would support. So everything that we do, we're grounded in one of these three buckets. So if it's to increase literacy, we have teachers that are going to workshops. Numeracy, we have new standards that we're working on and ensuring our teachers are provided with the adequate manipulative. We received a grant to ensure that we got that support for the teacher. And then as far as our whole child with attendance, we want to figure out ways that we can improve this attendance with students coming to school each and every day. So where does all this come from? So Georgia Milestones data from last year to this school year, on the top, you have the district here, and how the district performed 2022 to 2023 in the areas ELA, math, science, and social studies. And on the bottom, you see the comparison for us in the areas of ELA Math and Science for the same years, 2022-2023. What I'm proud to say is that we've seen some gains and improvements for our data from 2022 to 2023 in the areas of ELA and math. Proficiency-wise, we went down with 10% from students not meeting, which we talked about the achievement levels, which we went from 54 to 52. Then in the yellow, we increased our number of students decreased the number of yellow to green. So we made gains in that area, and we actually had some distinguished learners this year. So we're very proud of that. In the area of math, similar state, we went down in the developing area, we went down from 38% to 35, but increased our proficiency up to 14% and also increased our distinguished learners. So for reading and math, we're making gains. Area of concern is our science. And as a STEM school, this is why we're so focused now on our sciences, is to ensure that we provide instructional time and focus on our science. And science is only taken by fifth grade. So it's the only grade that takes science. All the other grade levels take reading and math. Now, as far as enrollment is concerned, we were projected to have 350 students. We actually have enrolled 354. So that is up by 4 students. And you can see in the chart below that it's broken down by the grade levels and who has what. This number does not factor in pre-K because we do not get funding for pre-K, but we do offer pre-K and give them all the support as we would for all the K-5 students, but we just do not get funding for them. So we have, again, 354 students. The grade levels that surprised us, honestly, was fifth grade and fourth grade with an overage of students, not by much grade, but by double digits in fifth grade. And many of our students coming in are from a local charter school. And in fourth grade, we have local charter schools to actually be transitioning over to our Hope Hill family. As it relates to staffing, we have one position right now that is not considered a vacancy, but considered a long-term absence. Most of 3 of our grade levels received letters, and this is the only one that we're still pending. So we will get more information and send out once it's available, but that's for a work visa permit that we're still waiting for. So next, we're going to talk about parent engagement, and Ms. Anderson will be sharing this information with you.
Parent and family engagement is an ongoing process that increases active participation, communication, and collaboration between parents, school, and communities with the goal of educating the whole child to ensure student achievement and success, meaning assist in their child's learning, parents assist in their child's learning, remain actively involved in their child's education, become full partners in their child's education, and as an appropriate in the decision making on advisory committees, and carry out other activities as described in section 116 of the Every Student Succeeds Act. We will pass out the student and family engagement compacts and probably our next over the 2 weeks in our Thursday folder, so you guys will have that information. And I think that's it, Ms. Gibbons.
Okay, thank you.
I think you need to unmute, Ms. Gibbon.
Yes, I just did. Got to get used to being back on Zoom. Okay, next we have a update. Is Ruth on the call?
Yes, ma'am.
So we are partnered with Trust for Public Land, the City of Atlanta, and I'm not sure if we are aware as a community that Hope Hill sits on a very unique property. We are sharing property lines with the City of Atlanta and also national parks, so the government, federal government. And with that, we have a very interesting setup that we have a playground that's in the rear of our building adjacent to Ebenezer and the King. That's actually the city's. It's not the school's playground. And then next to us, we have what's our bike park, which formerly was the aquatic center for MLK, which was converted to the bike park. And now we have the fortune and the opportunity to actually transition our playground on site. So some of our staff members hearing this for the first time. So we have a playground update, and I'm going to transition it to Ruth, who will just give a little bit of an introduction as well as background about the playground and then next steps and the ask of our community.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Givens. I'm so pleased to meet everyone. My name is Ruth Pimentel. I work for the Trust for Public Land, as Ms. Givens mentioned. TPL is a big national nonprofit. We've been working in Atlanta for about 30 years, and our mission is to connect everyone to the outdoors. One of the ways we've been doing that is work with Atlanta Public Schools, that we work with students at each of our partner schools to design new additions to the school's outdoor space that can support whatever the school wants to do during the school day. So in the case of Hope Hill, that might be play, maybe more access to nature for the students, might also be outdoor learning. And then when school is not in session and school is not using that space, to make sure that neighbors have access to it as a neighborhood park. And so we are really excited that you all are gonna be able to make big changes to that bike park and have a school-owned space for the students during the school day. We're gonna be working with the students at Hope Hill during this fall semester, and particularly with Ms. Lyle and Ms. Zareva. So the students will get to engage with landscape architecture ideas, stormwater engineering ideas. We'll have them study the site. We'll also be inviting everybody's input on what should be in the space. So that includes students of all grades at the school, and that includes all of you. We're hoping that you will participate in a survey we'll be putting out. It's kind of going to open in about 1 month, so stay tuned. But we do want you to know this project is happening, and the students will be really the lead designers for what we ultimately end up building. We'll be doing engagement with you all and with the students throughout the fall semester, and then we get into permitting and construction starting in the spring and summer. And I do want to say, Ms. Givens has put up this slide. It says playground updates. We're definitely thinking about play equipment, but I would also love to hear from you more broadly about what things you'd like to see in this space. So that might be more thinking about shade, thinking about plants. So we can dream bigger beyond the playground as well. We'll certainly be in touch, and I'll put my email address in the chat in case anybody wants to reach out to me directly. But there is more to come, and we are so excited to be working with you.
Thank you so much, Ruth. And so we're really excited about this opportunity. We really are excited to get feedback. And I think one of the biggest things that I appreciate about this process is that students will have voice in this. And I saw a scenario that the group presented, where students actually got to budget and work through developing the playground. And so we felt that it would have been a great also STEM opportunity for our students, because they're using the engineering model And they're also problem solving. They're coming up with budget. So they're going to be using all aspects of what they would need to do to create a space that's for them. And so Ruth has already entered her email address into the chat. If you have not already known this by now, but this is being recorded, so we will post this on our website so that you can have access to this information as well. So you will be able to retrieve this. All right, so we're going to move on from the playground updates to STEM, and we're going to have Miss Kirsten Lyle to go ahead and take us on from here.
So yeah, so we are very excited about our new playground, and we're going to get started on it next Friday. And so this is a very exciting opportunity. I'm just going to give you a brief overview of STEAM and what it looks like. So for those that don't know, the S stands for science, the T is for technology, E for engineering, A is for art, and that's new this year, and then M is going to be math. I also would like to point out the picture on the right, that is actually a logo that was created by one of our own Hope Hill students, and so we're really proud of that, and I love putting it everywhere, but he worked really, really hard on it, and as you can see, he did a really good job, and this was his idea right here, the M grabbing for the A, that we need to pull the arts into STEAM. So this is what we want your child to be able to do when they leave Hope Hill, as well as they transition to middle school and high school. And these are what the district calls is the STEAM learner profile. So we want them to be able to excel academically, to think critically, solve problems creatively, investigate thoroughly, communicate strategically, collaborate strategically, utilize technology. And when we say utilize technology, we mean to create a product that is using technology. It's not like playing on the computer or playing games, but using technology to create a final project. And then to be able to compete willingly, which our Hope Hill Eagles do a fabulous job at for with. So this is our engineering design process. As you can see, our students' logos in the middle. And this is a poster we have in all classrooms, and we're well into the third week of school, and every child at Hope Hill should have participated in an engineering design challenge. What I love so much about the engineering design process is that it's okay to fail. So you can see right here, there's always room for improvements, and just encouraging students to realize that it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay. We can always find and make improvements. And so also I just want you to know that a part about being STEAM is project-based learning. And so your child will be participating in projects, but it's not just a science project. It could be science, math with art. They also will participate in long-term projects that are ongoing. I know second graders are learning right now about pollinators, and Ms. Sareva, our art teacher, is working on them drawing and beginning planning for us to have a pollinator garden. And so that's something that would be a long-term project. And then we also are working on these engineering design challenges in the classroom to help our students to become the STEAM learner profile. I'm sure a lot of parents are familiar with Science Fair. This year, we're going to do a One Fair, and more information will be coming out about One Fair the beginning of September. But this is a project that we want every third through fifth grader is mandatory for them to participate in. However, there's different domains. So they can either choose a Science Fair project, a Social Studies Fair project, or a technology project. And we'll showcase all those projects the same day. These projects can also be used as a measurement when we're looking at students to determine if they should be gifted as a performance indicator to be gifted, talented. And so, and I do know for Science Fair, and I do believe with all the fairs, they can compete on the district level. And so I believe that it concludes it for me with STEAM. Does anybody have any questions for me? And I'll also put my email in the chat just in case if anybody needs to reach out to me about any questions or any ideas of how they can get involved.
Thank you, Ms. Lyle. And we are so excited to actually showcase our students. And so the individual projects are grades 3 through 5. And then the lower grades have an opportunity to do a class project with their teachers. All right, now we're going to go into our SEL, which is also a part of our school day in this first thing in the morning. And we have Mr. Robbins, who will be talking just a little bit about SEL. And we will move on from there.
Right. Thank you, Ms. Gibbons. Good evening, everybody. I want to speak to you about social emotional learning, which is SEL. Through a comprehensive focus on SEL, Atlanta Public Schools has committed to social, emotional, and academic development of our students by connecting their hearts and their smarts as part of a systematic work on whole child development. So what is SEL? SEL, of course, is social emotional learning, and it can be defined as the process of developing the self-awareness, self-control, and interpersonal skills that are vital for school work and life success. Why SEL? SEL is beneficial for both children and adults, increasing self-awareness, academic achievement, positive behaviors, both in and out of the classrooms. From an academic standpoint, students who participate in SEL on a daily basis saw an 11% increase in their overall grades and attendance. So as you see this poster here, we have these posters posted all around the building. These are our 5 competencies that goes into SEL daily, which is the self-management, self-awareness, relationship skills, responsible decision-making. Now, as we know, some of our scholars come in, and some days they may be overwhelmed, they may be nervous, they may be afraid. Just this week, I had to deal with a couple of kids on grief. So, and when we go through these things, we like to fill our students with happiness, thankfulness, and family. So as you see here, these are the words that we definitely like to fill our kids with when they go through our SEL process. Now, being on time is vital for that process. Now, at 7:15 to 7:45, we do welcome all of our scholars in. At 7:45, you're on time, but at 7:46, you are late. And at that same time, SEL starts at 7:45 and ends at 8:05. So if you're coming in the building at 7:46, you may be missing our community gathering, which is very important. As you see our community gathering here, this is where the teachers go over their standards of what we're learning pretty much that week, which could be one of the 5 competencies. So if you have any questions for me, Mr. Robbins, or you have any comments, please put those in the chat, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins. And then in general, do you have any questions in regards to what we've shared? Because NextBridge is going to share with you the QR codes for your breakouts. When I say breakouts, I mean going to the teachers' grade level Zooms. So if you have any questions, please let us know. And the question is, do pre-K participate in SEL?
Great question. We talked about that with pre-K today. Pre-K does participate in SEL, but they have a different curriculum that they go by that's their own, and is very positive and very, very powerful for those babies. But yes, they do participate in SEL. Yes.
All right, there's an important question on the board here. If I have multiple students or multiple grades, will I have an opportunity to go to my teachers? Yes, you will. So where do you go next? That leads me right into the next thing. We have three rotations. Rotation one is 6:15 to 6:30. We might actually start a little early because it's 6 o'clock now. So we're going to transition in next groupings. So we'll break every 15 minutes. Normally it'll be 20, but because we're virtual, we'll just go ahead and just do the table and then we'll move forward. So we are having here, if you have a student in pre-K through second grade, here are the QR codes that you can scan. It will take you to the teachers. So teachers, you can go ahead and log off now. And we're going to keep our teacher, our parents on while you go ahead and transition into your own rooms.
Gibbons.
Yes.
Were you able to say there's a parent wanted to know the fourth grade sub still responsible for teaching the Georgia State standards?
They are, and they are being supported by a certified teacher, an EIP, and so they are still responsible for Georgia State standards. Thank you for that question, Lyle. All right, so if you have any child in pre-K through second grade right now, here is the Zoom code on the right, and if you need the Zoom link, it will take you directly there. Teachers, go ahead and log off so that you can start your Zoom.
And if you have multiple kids, this is the first slot. You may want to take a picture of those passcodes at least so that you won't have to come back to this main page. This main page will remain open if you need to come back to us with any questions. But then if you would take a picture of this slot and then the next slot, we'll give you the other meeting codes and passcodes for your students in the other grade levels.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next. So third through fourth, fifth grade, here are your slides for or codes and Zoom links. Again, teachers, go ahead and log off. All teachers should log off and open up their Zoom because you won't be able to do both at the same time. If you are a co-teacher, join your grade level. All right, and if you are needing to check out our specials team and Ms. Freeze or Ms. Campbell, here are their Zoom codes and links. Okay. I'm going to back up again. This is pre-K through second grade. Once you've got it, parents, you can go ahead and log on to your teacher's Zoom page. So once you've gotten it, parents, please go ahead and log into your teacher's Zoom pages. And thank you all so much. We appreciate your time and patience. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one. This is third through fifth. Once you've gotten the Zoom link for your parents, for your teachers, go ahead. All right, we're going to go on to specials and Ms. Freeze and Ms. Campbell class. And I'm going to start back over. This is pre-K through second grade.
Ms. Hardiman, Ms. Henry Willis, you need to check in with one of your grade levels that you serve.
Okay, here. Third through fifth grade links. go ahead and scan the QR code or enter the Zoom link.
I'm sorry, I'm having a problem getting the kindergarten to work.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to scan the...
I'm not able to scan the code because I'm on my phone, but
so
I can't
I
get the...
Ms.
Couch, you may have to take a picture of the passcodes and then go back and open Zoom again. And then enter the passcode with the meeting ID.
I did enter with the meeting ID and somehow it didn't work. So I don't know. Am I the only person having issues? It looks like there's too many digits on the second number.
We're going to get you right up. Hold on. I'm going to stop sharing for a sec. I'll give you the direct link in a second.
Did you get the passcode of 599615?
Is the direct link for kindergarten? There you go. It's in the chat, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. I'll try that. Thank you.
All right, is there anyone else needing support?
Yeah, could we have the direct link for fifth grade?
Fifth grade? Okay, sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, and fourth too, if you don't mind, please.
Of course.
Thank you.
There is fifth grade, and fourth is coming up. Okay. If there's fourth and someone just asked for kinder, give me one to get that. It's we just posted it, so let me rescan it.
They were having some technical difficulties for fifth grade as well, so I just reposted the direct link in the chat for fifth grade. They're open and ready for you at this time.
Okay. All right. We have kindergarten posted, fifth grade, fourth grade. I'm just going to go ahead and post the rest of them. But if anyone comes back in, they're not going to see it. So we'll just have to constantly repost. Jamie Warner, are you okay? Do you need support?
No, I'm okay. We have two computers. We're trying to log in. So I'm just waiting for my wife to join. And then I'm unable to copy the link, though. So
we can put direct link. What great level is that?
So for Amanda, she's joining right now. She's going to do Maddie. I'll do Caden. So I'll do kindergarten. Then when she joins, she'll probably need the kindergarten one again.
Okay. So the kindergarten one is in the chat. So go ahead and you'll look and it'll say K join Zoom meeting.
Okay. I'll do that one and then she'll do the fourth grade.
Okay. The fourth grade.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks.
Madison Passmore, do you need any? Well, that's appearance. Do you need any assistance? Madison's parents?
Bye. Hey, good evening. Yes, please. When we're clicking on the link, it's saying that it's asking us to sign in, and we clicked on another link that was just posted in the chat, and it said invalid. So I'm not sure if we're not doing something correctly. But we just tried two of the fifth grade links, and one asked us to sign in, and the other one said invalid.
Okay, give us a second. We're going to work on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Gibbons, can you also post kindergarten again? Because I'm not seeing anything. Sorry.
Hold on.
I am in the process of retrieving the fifth grade passcode and meeting ID, and okay. It should be coming to you shortly if you would just hang on for 1 second.
Madison's got the sticky keys enabled on this. That's why it was giving you hell when you're trying to log in.
Working on getting the kindergarten. Okay, the link here is for kindergarten that I'm posting in now. In second grade, we need the link, okay?
Fifth grade, now there's the meeting ID and the passcode. The passcode is HH23. I forgot a space. Passcode is HH23.
All right, second grade is coming up now.
Miss Catchings, did you need some assistance?
Yes, if possible.
Okay. You're looking, the second grade passcode just was just entered.
Okay, it's the HH23 as well.
No, it's the link. Miss Gibbons posted the second grade Zoom link.
Okay, yes, I see it. So all I do is just click that and it'll take me there, correct?
Yes, mm-hmm. You may. Yes. You may have to copy it and enter it into your browser.
Okay. Thank you.
Mom.
McMath, what's going on?
I'm just trying to, because you know I have
multiple grades.
Different grade levels. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I see the second grade one, but should I try to stop into each one? Oh, you said just pick one. Okay, I'll do second. I'll do second grade. Yes, ma'am. I'm following directions.
You can go to one.
Yeah, I'm good.
All one, and there you have most.
Okay. Same for you, Misty. If you would choose one of your grade levels and go to that grade level, that would be great. Thank you.
Miss Jackson, I know she's there.
She's probably, I think she just has her computer up because she's in the room. I can remove her. I'll remove her. Oh, she removed herself.
Oh, I
just, I just stepped to my door and I told her, go to one of your sessions for a grade level that you serve. Go.
Off you go. All right. Any questions, y'all?
I think that was a success.
Yep, we had 90 one time.
We navigated those codes pretty good after there was difficulty. Like, I'm not.
We had 55 parents after all the teachers left. So, but then we also had more that came on later. So I'm not sure. Okay. I'm going to stop recording now. I forgot before.